Hey friends, today is Intuitive Message Friday, so let's hear today's message.
Welcome to the Holistic Me podcast, a journey to finding wellness within. I'm your host, Jessica Bravo, and I'm so honored to be here with you to share my journey and experiences, as well as my knowledge on all things holistic wellness and self-care. I'm a licensed acupuncturist, Reiki master teacher, intuitive holistic healer, and the creator of the new Wellness Within Dex. Join me as we dive deeper and uncover our true healing potential that lies within each and every one of us.
Welcome back, Holistic Me community, to the Holistic Me podcast, A Journey to Finding Wellness Within. I'm your host, Jessica Bravo, and today is Intuitive Message Friday. I'm so grateful for you for being here and taking this time to hear today's message, or this week's message, really, and what I have to share with you. So, what's the message? The message is to be gentle with the words that you choose to use when you speak to yourself, whether out loud or in your mind. Be gentle, be mindful of the words that you use because they are so powerful. Every thought that you have causes a chain reaction within your body. And if you are speaking to yourself from a negative tone, or a negative perspective, then you are only sending that negative chain reaction through your body and causing your body to respond in that way. If we tend to have more positive thoughts, more positive tone in the way we speak to ourselves and of ourselves to others, then we cause a more positive chain reaction to take place. Now, this is not to say that we need to be positive 100% of the time. By no means am I saying that, because I am not positive 100% of the time. Plenty of times during my day where I have a negative reaction or thought about something that's happening in my life, right? And that's perfectly fine. We're human. We're not perfect. But being aware and mindful of how you speak to yourself most of the time, that is the state that you're going to be living in. Right? So if you make the conscious effort to shift your words, shift the way in which you speak, not only to others, which is important as well, but to yourself, what kindness, what love are you sharing with yourself in order to create a more positive reaction within your system when it is needed? If we're putting ourselves down, then we will have a negative response happen over time. It's a chain reaction, it's a ripple effect that happens within our body. We need to step into a higher frequency mindset. It's okay to have the negativity come through in your day, but shifting and being mindful of the way you speak to yourself and others is so important. When we shift our energy and our frequency from a constant negative state into a more positive frequency, majority of the time, again, we're not reaching for perfection, we're reaching for awareness and for positive action and moving in the right direction, right? If we can become aware of the thoughts that we have, then we can take the proper steps to get to where we want to be. If we're not aware of where we are right now, then we're going to be stuck probably, right? We're not going to make those changes. We're not going to shift our energy into that new state of being. So I encourage you to take note of your thoughts, take note of the way you speak to yourself, catch yourself when you're speaking quietly in your mind to yourself, about what you're doing or not doing, and notice the tone, and shift it. Shift it to a more positive vibration. Even if things aren't going well, consider a different perspective that will allow you to reinforce a more positive vibrational, higher vibrational state for yourself. And start to shift your mindset. Because if we're stuck in that pattern of negatively speaking to ourselves or negative thought patterns in general, then it's very hard to make positive changes or to feel good even within our body. So if you find yourself feeling stuck, one thing I encourage you to do is move your body today, right now. Get moving. Shake your body out. Do something that is different. If you've been stuck in the same patterns, change it. Change how you move your body, and the frequency will change with that as well and allow you to shift from one state to the next. Right? So remember, we're trying to go from a low frequency to high frequency state here, going from negative to positive most of the time. And so we want to encourage ourselves, changing the neural pathways in our body and in our mind by doing something different. If we're feeling stuck and stagnant, move. And if you've been moving, but you're not getting any changes, find a different way to move. If you tend to be on the slower side of movement, if you like more gentle exercises, gentle yoga practices, or even Pilates, for example, and you're feeling stuck, do something that's more intensive. It doesn't have to be for a long time. It could just be 2 minutes. Shift your body or move your body in a different way so that you start to shift the frequency, creating this change, a little bit of confusion within the system to wake it up, right? And to say, hey, what's going on? Why are we not changing? Why are we not shifting? We're doing all the right things, right? Maybe you're not, and maybe you're trying to get there, right? You're trying to get to a better state of being. So take the opportunity to move differently or just change something in your routine that will reset the neural pathways and allow you to begin to shift and create these positive changes in the way that you speak to yourself and the way that you show up for others in the world around you. I hope this message resonates for you today and that it gives you a little bit of encouragement to shift your frequency into a more positive state of being so that you can create the change that you want within yourself and shift the energy around you as well. Make sure to subscribe to this channel if you haven't done so already and click that notification bell so that you can get notified when new episodes are released. And that is every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday right here on the Holistic Me podcast. And on Wednesdays, that episode is actually a live episode that takes place within the Facebook group, the Holistic Me community. So if you haven't, make sure to join the Facebook group as well, and you can join in live, join the conversation, ask questions, get involved with the self-care routines, and chime in. Let me know what you want to hear more about in future episodes. Let me know in the comments. Let me know if this message resonated for you today, and share it with a loved one if you feel it would be something that would benefit them. I thank you so much for being here. I love connecting with you all in this amazing platform, and I look forward to catching you again next time. Until then, stay well, my friends.
Thank you for tuning in to the Holistic Me podcast. If you want to connect with me, learn more about my products or services, check out the show notes for all the links to my social media, as well as shop sites and class links. If you're more of a visual person, I also record this as a YouTube video, and you can connect and subscribe to my YouTube channel through the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for being here. Until next time, stay well.